Remember how we began yesterday's sportscast? It went something like this. The Railcats had a long night in Chicago after losing 10-0 to the Dogs. Well, we began today's sportscast with the following. The Cats had a doubly long night in Chicago after being swept in a doubleheader by the Dogs. Blowing a 2-run lead and allowing Chicago to walk off with an 8-7 win in one game, then losing 8-2 in the second. Game 1 set the tone for the night with the Cats taking an early 4-0 lead in the first inning, but Chicago came back to tie the game in the bottom of the first. The Cats would eventually take a 7-5 lead heading into the bottom of the seventh, but the Dogs would score 3 times in the bottom of the inning to walk off with the W. Danny Delicalle and Andy DeJesus drove in 2 runs each for the Cats. Game 2 saw Chicago score 5 times in the third inning, and the Cats couldn't recover. The Railcats conclude their 10-game road trip at Chicago tonight. We did not get this in yesterday's sportscast, so consider this a makeup call for the Oilmen, who swept the doubleheader from Bloomington 2 nights ago. Game 1 was a 12-0 win for NWI, with Clay Thompson driving in 4 runs for the Oilmen. Game 2 was a Northwestern Indiana 7-4 win, with Jackson Dvorak doing the majority of the damage with 5 RBI for the Oilmen. NWI has a road game at Crestwood tonight. Friday, it's a home game with Southland, and then Saturday, it's the All-Star game at Oil City Stadium in Whiting. Major League Baseball returns tonight with Houston heading to Texas, although there was some serious work done at Guaranteed Rate Field, which is, of course, the home of the Chicago White Sox. They've extended the protective netting from the dugouts all the way to the foul poles on both sides of the field, which, by the way, is a darn good idea. The netting will have to wait a while before its debut, with the White Sox beginning a road trip at Oakland Friday. The Cubs will be at home tomorrow against Pittsburgh. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.